In the year of Tovshin, 1940, in the end of the winter, the previous Rebbe was saved from Nazi-occupied Poland and came here to the States. For half a year, he stayed in a hotel. And then in the end of the summer, Hasidim purchased this building of 770 and the Friedrich Rebbe came here. More than a half a year later, early summer, Tovshin Aleph, 1941, the library of the Friedrich Rebbe was saved from Nazi-occupied Poland and arrived here. And the Rebbe devoted the ground floor of 770 to be the library. They installed here bookcases and they filled it up with the Sforim. It's not these bookcases that we see now. These bookcases we installed in 1990. After the Friedrich Rebbe installed this library, he continued to buying Sforim here, enlarging the library. Thousands and thousands of Sforim. That room that we saw before was not enough. So he decided then to extend the library to this room too. This room used to be a garage house of 770. After the Istalkes of the Friedrich Rebbe in Tovshin, Yuchva Tovshin Yud, and our Rebbe became the Rebbe of Chabad, he started a collection of Sforim for what was called the Library of Merkez Le'inyan HaChinuch. For several years, books was gathered and collected, but they didn't have a space for it, because the library in 770 in the ground floor was full. So they kept it in houses, in storage rooms. So till 1966, Tovshin Chof Vov. Then Chabad purchased this building from the Dr. Shapiro. He was a dentist. And this became an extension to 770 and to the library. The main floor was devoted for the library. They installed then these bookcases and they filled it up with form. Tovshin Lamed Zayin, 1977, the Rebbe appointed me to head the library. In that time, the main floor of 766 with the bookcases there were packed full. There was so many Sforim in boxes that didn't have a place to stay in the bookcases. So then we decided to add this ground floor of 766 to the library. We installed these showcases and we filled it up with Sforim. For the next 2 years, in the years of 78 and 79, so many Sforim came and wasn't enough. This addition also wasn't enough. This room was the garage of 766. The driveway that comes from Historic Park, they used to come in here. We didn't have space. We closed up the entrance to the garage and we installed these showcases and we filled it up with Sforim. In the year of 1881, Tovshin Mem Aleph, it became difficult for the Rebbe to walk every Shabbos from 770 to his house on President Street and back. In the weekdays, they were taken by car, but Shabbos was difficult. So then the Rebbe and the Rebbetzin started staying here in the library in 766 for Shabbos and Yom Tov. They took one room with Sforim. They sat their dining room set. They took a second room with Sforim and they sat their bedroom set. And that's how they went for several years. But that wasn't comfortable enough because they didn't have a living room. They decided to build up a living room in the backyard of 766, which is this room. They excavated it and they built two floors. The top floor is the living room for the Rebbe and the Rebbe on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The bottom room floor is for an extension of the library. We then really pressed with not enough space. So after it was finished, we installed these showcases till the ceiling and close one to the other. It should fit in as many Sforim as possible. And that's this room, the extension of the library, the extension of 766. We know that the court case of the Sforim of the library continued in the year of Tovshin Mem He till Tovshin Mem Ches, 1985 till 1987, when there was the verdict of Dida Notzach and returning all the books that was taken. After the books returned, there was a verbringen, and the Rebbe spoke a siche on Hei Teves. And he says that Hei Teves is a day of Didan Notzach for everything that is connected to the library and to the Sforim. And therefore, this day, every year, should be a day that people are donating, enlarging the library with all the Sforim they have in their collection or they published Sforim. There should be a copy of it in this library. Thousands and thousands and thousands of Sforim was added in that year. There was no space. Everything was packed. We asked the Rebbe what to do. The Rebbe told us that since the Friedrich Rebbe started the library in 770, it should stay in 770. But there is no space, so enlarge it as an extension to 770. In a way, it shouldn't harm the building of 770. Between 770 and 766, there is a large courtyard. We excavated the whole courtyard and we built under it the large part of the storage of the library. This was in the year of Tovshin Nun, 1990. And that's when we really built all these bookcases on tracks. You could see the whole length of the library, so many bookcases touching one to the other without an aisle in between them. When we built the library in 1990 in Tovshin Nun, on the building of 766, it had only two floors, and we added the third floor in top, and then we installed in this top floor the reading room. The reading room for researchers, as you see, has two parts. One is where the researchers are coming in and they fill out the form which book they need to look up, and the librarian brings them the book from the storage rooms that we saw till now, and he could check it there. Here is the half a room that the librarians are working, cataloging and serving the people that are coming. This room, small room for researchers that are coming in and asking to see a specific book. While they are sitting here, the librarian goes down to the storage room, finds that book that they are looking for, and brings it up to them. They should be able to see it and check it on these tables. After Gimel Tammuz, in Tovshin und Daled, 1994, people used to continue sending many Sforim to the library that they publish or they get from somewhere, as the Rebbe instructed us since Heytavis. We didn't have space. The whole library in 770 and 766 and under the courtyard packed full, and so many Sforim was just laying in boxes. Till Chabad purchased the building adjacent to 766. It is 760. It was the house of the Chosid Rav Meir Ritkin. And they devoted the top floor, the second floor, to be part of the library, extension to the library. We rebuilt the whole floor. It should be strong enough to keep the weight of all the Sforim. We installed the bookcases and we filled it up with Sforim. This Sforim that you see are mainly those Sforim that was arriving to the library since Gimel Tammuz until today. It also includes the collection of Tanyas, 8,000 prints of the Tanya. In Tovshin Mem Daled, in 1984, the Rebbe instructed that every place in the world where there are Jews, the Tanya should be printed. People should be able to learn in it. Since then, about 8,000 editions was published. And in the east side of this collection, of this room, all the 8,000 Tanyas are displayed. This is the third floor of 770. It used to be the apartment of Rabbi Shmaya Goraye, the Rashag, the Edom of the Friedrich Rebbe. He passed away in winter 89, Tovshin Memtes. After he passed away, the Rebbe devoted this should also be an extension of the library. Right away, right after that, we started the construction of the whole building in 1990. But the first one to be ready to use was this room. We took off the partitions, we prepared this large room to be the exhibition of the library. It was first to be ready. We asked the Rebbe if we should start the exhibition right away, or we should wait another year till we finish the construction of the whole library. And the Rebbe answered that it's not yet the time for it. Let's wait. So we were waiting till they finished the whole construction in 1992 in Tovshin und Beis. Since then, for the 3 years, we had here 15 exhibitions. Every time, we pick the subject and we display items that are related to that subject. This present exhibition is called the Exhibition of the Rebbes. There is one showcase for each one of the Rebbes where we display the most holy, interesting rare items that we have from that Rebbe. Thousands and thousands and thousands are coming always to see the holy items in this exhibition.